And
it was the map over
it. Yeah, you had boards on the side, you know, like side now. They've got later and put on the side. But it originally was just a straight log house. And it had upstairs and all. And it burned in 1935. And about the time I got married, and I built the house that I got down there now on the same spot. And this old spot for the old original home was about a quarter of a mile on down the bay, down at the junction of two bayous. And that's where was daddy and then my daddy was born right there where I live now. And when granddaddy married, he married Mrs. Kate Curry, Miss Kate Curry. And they had about, I think they had 12 kids, and all of them died at round childbirth except three. And that was my daddy and an aunt of mine and an uncle that was a lawyer up here in Lake Providence later.
Yes.
And then my aunt died just about 4 or 5 years ago at the age of 99. And she was a sister in the Convent of Mercy over at Vicksburg, a nun. And daddy died when he was about 85, 20 years ago. He had to be just 20 years ago.
Your dad farmed all his life?
Huh?
He farmed.
Yeah, well, now, daddy, he did ran the business, most of the bookending of the business, and sort of they had a commissary on the place, and he ran the commissary, and my grandfather would produce the crops, and then daddy would sell them, but then he ran the store and kept the books and all that. And then when I got out of college in 1933, I came home and I took over running of the farm, and daddy was still running the store. Then when granddaddy died in 1936, well, that just left me and the old man until he died in 1957.
How old was your granddaddy when he died?
My granddaddy was, I'm not absolutely sure, but either granddaddy was 85 and daddy was 83, or daddy was 85 and granddaddy was 83.
He told me a story on your granddad that he promised the doctor he'd never ride a horse.
That's right. Well, granddaddy had a double hunion in him.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him they'd go ahead and cut him, and he said, well, no doctor going to cut him and make a stew out of him. So don't put that in. But anyway, he told him, well, Mr. Guilfoyle said, if you just stay off of a horse, says you might get along for a good while. So granddaddy come home, and he told us to catch him a mule. And so we caught him a mule and saddled him a mule, and he rode a mule for 20 years. He had two or three saddle mules that they were just like sitting in a rocking chair. And took him back over to the doctor a couple of years before he died. And the doctor said, granddaddy wouldn't go in to let the doctor examine him unless somebody went with him. He didn't trust him, I guess. But anyway, I went in there with him, and he said, looked at him. He said, well, Mr. Jim, you ain't no better, but you ain't no worse you was. And I told you still got a horse, you'd live a long time. He said, well, I haven't been on a horse since, but I've been riding a mule every day since. And the doctor told him the story and turned to me and asked me if it's truth, and I said yes, and he was. And he rode the mule in for 4 or 5 more years, and finally when he got up to his, just before he died, he was getting pretty feeble and stumbling. Is he 85, 83? But I told daddy one day, I said, we just got to take him off that horse, so he's going to break his neck if he don't. So we made him get off the mule, wouldn't let him ride no more, and he didn't live 2 weeks after we took him off that mule. He died right on there. So then after he was gone, there was nobody left here but me and the old man. All my brothers and sisters, they went somewhere else. There was 4 more of them.
Yeah.
And they went elsewhere. One was a chemist for DuPont, and one was in the Army until he got out. And now he's got a clothing store in Baton Rouge. And one sister married a farmer in New Iberia, and her husband is dead. She's a widow now, but she lives in New Iberia. And the other sister married a boy that's vice president of Badger Construction Company in Boston, one of the big construction companies of the nation. And I've been here ever since. And then to go back a little bit, when I went to school right up in a little country school for grammar school, then went to Tallulah to high school, and then went to the University of Notre Dame for college.
Yeah.
And I finished in Notre Dame in 1933.